House Democrat Mike Thompson claims, without evidence, 90% of Americans support his gun control bill. By A.W.R. Hawkins on March 10, 2021. Representative Mike Thompson, DCA, claimed Wednesday that 90% of Americans support the universal background check gun control he introduced last week. Thompson's bill, H.R. 8, Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021, expands retail point-of-sale checks to private sales as well, thereby criminalizing all private gun sales performed without an FBI background check. While the bill is called bipartisan, of its 210 co-sponsors, only three are Republicans: Brian Fitzpatrick, PA, Chris Smith, NJ, and Fred Upton, ME. All Republican co-sponsors have histories of supporting gun control legislation. On Wednesday, Thompson spoke from the House floor in favor in H.R. 8, then tweeted that the background checks keep guns out of the hands of those who may be a danger to themselves or others. He did not mention the October 1, 2017, Las Vegas attacker passed background checks for his guns. Therefore, Thompson's bill would not have hindered his attack, much less stopped it. Thompson also failed to note that the June 12, 2016, Orlando Pulse attacker acquired his guns via background check, as did the February 14, 2018, Parkland High School attacker, and the August 3, 2019, El Paso Walmart attacker. California has had universal background checks since 1991, and here are just a few examples of high-profile attacks not stopped by the checks. ABC 7 reported 7 people were killed and 3 were wounded when a 43-year-old former student opened fire at Oikos University in Oakland, California, on April 2, 2012. 22-year-old Elliot Roger killed 6 people and wounded 13 in shooting and stabbing attacks in the area near the University of California, Santa Barbara, on May 23, 2014. Breitbart News highlighted Syed Farouk and Tashfeen Malik opened fire in the San Bernardino, California, Health Department Christmas party on December 2, 2015, killing 14 people. The Associated Press wrote how 39-year-old Corey Ali Muhammad shot and killed 3 people in downtown Fresno, California, on April 18, 2017. ABC 7 noted that 38-year-old Jimmy Lam opened fire inside a San Francisco package facility, killing 3 people and injuring several others on June 14, 2017. 12 people were killed when a gunman opened fire inside the Borderline Bar and Grill in Thousand Oaks, California, on November 7, 2018. Breitbart News covered a shooting that left 3 killed and 12 injured on July 28, 2019, at the Gilroy, California, Garlic Festival. The New York Times reported an October 31, 2019, shooting that left 5 dead in Arinda, California. On November 18, 2019, The Guardian ran a column titled 10 Dead After California Sees 3 Mass Shootings in 4 Days. Those shootings included the Santa Clarita shooting at Saugus High School and the killing of 4 individuals during a family party in Fresno. But Thompson is assuring Americans that universal background checks will keep guns out of the hands of those who may be a danger to themselves or others. Moreover, he also tweeted that his bill is supported by 90% of the American people. Thompson's tweet did not contain any proof/substantiation to bolster the 90% claim. This bill has bipartisan support from 90% of the American people, and it's long past time to get it enacted into law. Mike, wear a mask, Thompson, at Rep. Thompson, March 10, 2021. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @HawkinsHawkins. Reach him directly at @HawkinsHawkins@Breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/Downrange.